Good morning on the 2nd of November and welcome to my kitchen. There are windows here through which sunshine is entering the arena. And this is some additional thoughts on the topic of reading poetry. Yesterday I played the sound of William Butler Yeats reading The Lake Isle of Innisfree. Today I'm going to play the sound of another poet whose work I love, reading her poem. But first, a thought in relation to reading poetry aloud. The words on most pages, the words of poems on most pages look like a reasonably solid block of text, line after line after line. And that's how the following poem appears on the page. But in the heart of the poet, surely a different experience dwells. A different experience has given rise to the words, the phrases, the message, the experience. I'm beginning to think that one of the ways that poetry should not be read, if it is to come across to the listener as a faithful reproduction or at least approximation of what the poet is communicating, is that there should be variable pace throughout the poem in order to give the listener time to absorb what has just been read as it goes along, rather than zip across the lines without giving time for the words and the phrases and the emotions to sink in. Here's a poem read by the author.
Well, Geese, you do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies of the deep trees, the mountains of the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination. Calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing your place in the family of things.
Wild geese, you do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things. Wild geese, you do not have to be good. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, whoever you are, no matter how lonely the world offers itself to your imagination, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing your place in the family of things. Over and over announcing your place in the family of things. With big thanks to Mary Oliver. May she rest in peace.